very comprehensive report was carried out with the tourism sector, caravan camping sites, throughout Donegal. And we in Donegal now must capitalise on this new tourism, relatively new tourism project that is coming down the Shaun and indeed Donegal, the camper van. It's bringing in a lot of revenue. It's bringing in revenue for the camping sites, the overnight stays, and for the businesses. So it has to be welcomed, Catherine.
In the meeting, in the latest meeting, Director of Services Gary Martin alluded to the fact that the council isn't really the place for running these types of sites, but he was more alluding to the fact that someone or a company or the private sector would need to take it over, kind of thing.
I think it's a combination of both. We have a council-owned one in Buncrana, which is very, very successful, holding 8 or 9 overnight stays. We have electricity on there, we have Wi-Fi on there, and it's been used summer and winter, and it's a beneficial to the businesses in Buncrana. I think that Donegal County Council can operate something like that, but we're also asked the private sector. There's a business in it, and we'd like the private sector to get involved in that. And as we say, there's an awful lot of caravan and camping sites throughout Donegal, well established, and I'm sure they're looking to get in on the action as well.
And I'm sure from your perspective, this study would need to be out there in the public domain, implemented sooner rather than later, ahead of what will be undoubtedly another bumper tourism season with staycations and the like.
Yeah, we had hundreds of observations coming in for it, Catherine. So I think that the tourism sector had a fair say in it. And all I want to do is get a state of march on other counties and get this that Donegal is open for business and for overnight stays like this here. And I would think that it certainly will be passed next Monday. But I just thought if we had, that's another week wasted on it, as far as I would be concerned.